Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you are our everything. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. You are holy, holy, holy. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. You are worthy to be praised. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer. You are our rock. You are our fortress, our deliverer, our God in whom we trust. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. You are a faithful God, and you never cease to amaze us. We ask you right now, humbly, Father, to forgive us for all of our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Create in us clean hearts and renew your steadfast spirit within us. Fill us, Lord, with the power of the Holy Spirit. We choose to forgive those who've hurt us. We let go of all offense. Everything that binds, that hinders us, we lay it aside. And we thank you, Lord, for forgiving us and for redeeming us. We come to you, Heavenly Father, drawing near to you and wanting you to draw near to us as you say you'll do in James 4:8. We come boldly to your throne of grace that we might obtain favor and help in time of need, as it says in Hebrews 4:16. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." So we call on you today. We come to you with more than a mustard seed of faith, of which you say in Matthew 17:20, mountains can be removed, because with you nothing shall be impossible. Mark 11:22 through 24 says this, "And Jesus answered, saying them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you." Heavenly Father, we do not doubt. We do not and will not doubt that healing is your will for everyone. According to Matthew 12:15, great multitudes followed you, Jesus, and you healed them all. Luke 6:19 says, "And all the people were trying to touch him, for power was coming from him and healing them all." We have the faith and the desire to reach out and touch you, Lord. As we come to you today, we thank you for giving us the Word of God. Jesus, even as you were tempted by the enemy in the desert, according to Matthew 4, you used the Word to fight. We take up the sword of the Spirit today, which is your Word, and we stand upon it. We will continue to stand upon it. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm." We stand firm in the Lord. We stand firm in you, Lord Jesus. We take up upon us the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the belt of truth, and the gospel shoes. And having done all, Lord God Almighty, we stand on your word today. Psalms 32 says, "O Lord my God, I cried unto you, and you hast healed me." Thank you, Lord, for healing our families and our friends. Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapons formed against you will prosper." We thank you in advance, Lord God, that victory is at hand, and that nothing, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Thank you, God, for your word It says in Psalms 107:20, you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Proverbs 4:22 says, for they, your word, God, are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And Lord, Isaiah 55:8 through 11 says that higher are your ways than ours. And as rain waters the earth, so your word will accomplish what it was sent to do. Heavenly Father, your word was sent to heal the sick. Your word was healed. Your word was sent to heal. Heavenly Father, as we enter into the secret place, worshiping your face, seeking your grace, and turning from the wicked ways of the world, please, God, tuck us under your wings, we pray. The wings that bring healing, according to Malachi 4:2. The wings that bring protection and long life, according to Psalms 91. Lord God, even 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, you will heal our land. Thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, you're Lord in our lives. You are Lord in our bodies. And you are Lord in this place. We live to bring you and you alone all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Psalm 118, 17 says, I will not die. Instead, I will live to tell what the Lord has done. Psalm 116, 8 says, for you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. Romans 8:11 says, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body because of his spirit who lives in you. Thank you, God, that we will live. Those who are sick will live and not die. Just as your word says, it is written, our families will live, our loved ones will live, and our friends will live. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blood covenant of grace that was made at the cross. Thank you, God, for Isaiah 53. By your stripes we are healed. Jesus, you became sin for us so that we could be forgiven. Jesus, you became sickness and disease for us so that we could be healthy. Jesus, you died young for us so that we could have long life. Jesus, you were arrested for us so that we could be protected. Jesus, you became poor for us so that we could be wealthy. Lord God Almighty, we choose this day to be effective for your kingdom. We choose this day to serve you with all our hearts, with all our strength, and with all our might. We will not back up. We will not let up. We will not give up. You have delivered us. You saved Noah and his family. You gave a child to Abraham, Hannah, Elizabeth, and others who were either barren or old. You talked to Moses through a burning bush. You parted the Red Sea for the Israelites and sustained them with manna in the desert. Lord, you defeated Goliath using David. You sent fire from heaven and rain too when Elijah called upon you. You gave Jericho to Joshua. You expanded King Hezekiah's life after hearing his cry. You used Esther to save the Jewish race. You spared Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace. You were with Daniel in the lion's den. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we thank you for breaking through in every single situation. Isaiah 41:10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalms 23 says, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. We will not fear. We will not fear. We will not fear. 2 Timothy 1:17 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Thank you for your promises, Lord God. Matthew 12:18 says, "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations." Thank you, Heavenly Father God, that you will use our lives and our testimonies to bring glory and honor and many into the kingdom of heaven. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." Thank you, Heavenly Father God, for your power and that you will use us to bring your kingdom glory. Colossians 1:12 says, "Giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." We give thanks unto you, Lord, because your word says in Ephesians 1:19 that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in us. You have given us power over the darkness. We are your workmanship, and for by your grace are we saved. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have been delivered. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Satan, you cannot bind us with sickness. We believe that according to Colossians 1:13, we have been delivered from your dominion and translated into the kingdom of the Son of God. Sickness is ungodly. Sickness is of you, Satan, and you cannot put sickness on me. In Colossians 2:15 and Hebrews 2:14, it is written that you are defeated foe. Jesus stripped you from all of your authority over me. You cannot do this to me. We resist you in the name of Jesus. We are delivered. We are free. We have been loosed. We no longer are fettered. And we are now rid of all of the infirmities. Our family members are rid of the infirmities. These bondages are at end. It is right for us to be completely free. We are a child of Abraham. According to Galatians 3:14 through 29, Abraham's blessings are ours, and healing is part of that covenant. We are under the covenant. Healing is ours. Healing belongs to us. It is our rightful possession, and we have the right to be released in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off of our body. Sickness is nothing more than your oppression. Enemy, leave in the name of Jesus. You cannot oppress us. We have been delivered from your authority into God's word. Satan, you cannot oppress us anymore. We have authority over you and your demons and all the powers of the enemy. We tread upon sickness, Satan. We tread upon you. You cannot lord it over us. You cannot do this to us. You do not have a legal right. You are visiting the wrong people. Healing is ours. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father God, that because of your power, we are freed from the darkness. We are freed from the sin. We are freed from the sickness. In the name of Jesus, that healing power is at work in us. We are free. Our family members are free. And those that we know who are sick are free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we trample on all the power of the enemy. We trample on the disease. We trample on cancer. We trample on diabetes. We trample on barrenness. We trample on these foul things that have been placed over us. The Lord Jesus Christ himself gave us authority over all the power of the enemy. Therefore, we have a power in in the name of Jesus over these things. We trample on them. We stomp on them. They are under our feet, and they must leave in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Ephesians 2:6 says that we are seated with Christ above the power of the enemy. Thank you, God, that we're your children, that we're your royal priesthood. We praise you and we worship you. We praise you, Lord, and we worship you. We thank you, Lord, that you're at work in us and that these battles are won in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. And according to 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, we're not our own, but we're bought with a price. We choose this day to honor you with our bodies. And we thank you, God, that sickness and disease cannot reside inside the Holy Spirit's temple. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that the Spirit of God is residing inside of us. The Spirit of God is making your home inside us. The Spirit of the Lord that heals is creating life, supplying life to our bodies, making it whole. The life of Jehovah Rapha is being applied to our body by His Spirit who dwells in us. The life of God drives out every trace of sickness and disease. The life of God is destroying disease and germs inside our bodies right now. Christ, you have redeemed us from the curse of the law. You were made a curse for us. And it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That's Galatians 3:13. Christ, you have redeemed us from the curse of the law. You have bought us back. You have set us free from the curses of the law. Sicknesses and diseases are a part of the curses of the law. Therefore, Christ, we're free in the name of Jesus from sicknesses. We're liberated. We are free from disease. Our family members are free from disease. Our friends are free from disease. We ourselves are free from the disease. Thank you, God, that we are redeemed. That we are redeemed. Bought back, brought back, and set free. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that where your Spirit is, there is freedom. We submit ourselves to you, Lord God. We say, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. James 4:7-8 says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. We submit to you, Lord. We say, have your way. In James 5:16-17, you say, the prayer of faith makes us whole. John 14:12-14 says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do. Because I go to the Father, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, so the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. John 15:7 says, if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. In closing today, Heavenly Father, I pray that we be in a constant state of renewing our minds. I pray that we be in a constant state of worship, in a constant state of keeping your commandments, in a constant state of abiding in you and in your presence. Lord, have your way in us and through us. It's our desire, God, just to simply do your will. Effective for your kingdom. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your promises and your word, that you will do what your word says you'll do. Thank you for Luke 1:37 that says, with you all things are possible. you for the victory. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for making all of our naturally impossible circumstances possible in the supernatural. We believe, and we will stand in the name of Jesus.